This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Breaking news this morning, a partial building collapse in Miami. A 12-story condo tower, part of Champlain Towers. It's an oceanside condo building. A firefighter on the scene could be heard saying there are multiple casualties. Here's our Mike Hempen with what else we know this morning.
The Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Department says in a tweet that more than 80 units from the department are responding to a partial building collapse in Miami. The Miami Herald reports it's a 12-story condo tower on the ocean. It was built in 1981 with more than 100 units. Sergeant Marion Cruz says the entire backside of the building collapsed. It's not known what caused the collapse. There are piles of rubble and debris just outside the building.
President Biden is rolling out his battle plan as violent crime rises in the U.S. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
The president and attorney general announced steps to reduce gun violence, which has spiked after an initial drop when the pandemic began. They're working to deter illegal gun trafficking, which affects large cities, and will crack down on gun dealers who sell to people who shouldn't have a gun.
Zero tolerance. If you willfully sell a gun to someone who's prohibited from possessing it, if you willfully fail to run a background check.
The White House is limited in what it can do about guns, so President Biden is also urging communities to use federal grants to bolster anti-violence and intervention programs.
Today, the president will be in Raleigh, North Carolina, urging Americans to get the COVID shot as part of what the administration is calling a month of action to drive up the vaccination rate before July 4th. A bipartisan group of senators has reached a tentative agreement on an infrastructure deal. This is AP News. The Border Patrol chief who supported then-President Trump's border wall is being replaced.
Rodney Scott, who was appointed by President Donald Trump in January 2020, has been forced out as chief of the U.S. Border Patrol. During a call Wednesday, Scott told top agency officials he was given 60 days to decide whether to accept reassignment or retire, according to an official with direct knowledge who spoke on condition of anonymity. Scott had enthusiastically embraced then-President Trump's policies, including building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. He had refused to comply with the Biden administration directive to stop using terms like illegal alien in favor of descriptions like migrant. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Vice President Harris will make her first visit to the border since taking office on Friday, after members of both parties slammed her for not going earlier. She's leading the administration's response to a steep increase in migration. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.